8. Substantively looking at the content of Article 8, we think it's important and good that it covers both administrative, civil, and criminal liability. And we would actually propose to not just use the qualifier or, but and, so that we have a comprehensive system of liabilities. We think administrative makes sense to look at companies even when there's no harm, because this instrument is about prevention. Civil, of course, has obvious reasons of accessibility, but also a number of cases, such as the Lafarge case in France, where the Supreme Court actually confirmed criminal liability, or the possibility of criminal liability of Lafarge, illustrate also the need for providing criminal liability. However, these might actually differentiate state by state how the border between administrative, civil, and criminal liability actually take place. And so in that sense, the approach taken to come up with general principles of liability is something that we think is interesting, because it at the same it combines a prescriptive approach also with sufficient state flexibility. However, if we look at what's inside those principles, we do have a few concerns. On the first, when we talk about the needs of the victims, it's actually not so clear how to interpret the concept of needs. Is that in relationship to 1.9, which is an effective remedy, or is it in relationship to Article 4 on the rights of the victim? And we would prefer to clarify that in relationship to Article 4, the rights of the victim. If we look at 8.3, the notions that are used there are immediately giving a connotation of criminal liability, and in that sense maybe are not fit to deal with civil and administrative liability. We think 8.3a is significantly improved by the edits by Brazil to overcome that, but still 8.3b has issues, and maybe that's one of the elements that also the experts can help us to find principles to escape that criminal connotation, to also have an applicability into civil and administrative liability. And then finally, we also join our voice to those who say that Article 8.7 of the track changes version that is not withheld here should be reintroduced, because we see the scope and the standard of liability of Article 8.3 as relatively restrictive. So we think that that was maybe an error, because we don't necessarily see so much grounds on why Article 8.7 was not maintained in the final draft. But we would actually argue for its reinsertion. At that same time, we also think Article 8.7 is still open for improvement. And I think we can actually look at language that talks about liability when the business enterprise factually or legally controls, manages or supervises other persons, or when there is a broader foreseeability or the possibility to have foreseen risk or harm where it is directly linked. And that's, I think, also the place where we would indeed also join our voice to those advocating for the insertion of the joint and several liability doctrine. Thank you very much.